Today on WikiNews, we briefly recap some of the stories appearing on WikiNews last week and from around the world. Today is Friday, April 18, 2014. I am Chad Tu, and this is WikiNews. Television presenter and writer Peaches Geldof was found dead on April 7 in her home near Kent, England. The police called Geldof's death unexplained and sudden. Peaches was the daughter of famous rocker Bob Geldof. She was 25 years old. Westboro Baptist Church did not picket a Western Australian high school's performance of the Laramie Project in early April as it had threatened. In its statements, the church group condemned homosexuals and threatened to picket the performance. However, Margaret River Senior High School performed the play, which is based on the 1998 beating and death of Matthew Shepard, to a large audience without disruption. Australian Olympian Steph Rice announced her retirement via video on April 9. After a few operations on her shoulder, she didn't perform the way she had expected to during the 2012 London Olympics. In the video, she says she feels she's losing a part of herself, but she looks forward to the future. In the latest FIFA global rankings, there were changes for 8 of the top 10 ranked teams, but the Spanish team's top ranking remained unchanged. Portugal, Colombia, and Uruguay each moved up in ranking, making them 3rd, 4th, and 5th, respectively. Later this year, Spain is scheduled to play the Netherlands, Chile, and Australia during the 2014 FIFA World Cup. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit overturned the conviction of Andrew Weave Auernheimer on April 11. Auernheimer was convicted of conspiracy to unlawfully access AT&T servers and identity theft. The three judges on the court unanimously decided that the New Jersey courtroom was inappropriate for the initial trial. The surviving members of the metal band GWAR announced the creation of a charitable arts foundation April 11. The foundation was created on behalf of deceased member Dave Brockie, who died at the age of 50 last month. A public memorial for Brockie was scheduled for August 15, with the annual GWARBQ the following day. Donations can be made on GWAR's website. The Wikimedia community lost two of its own last week. Adrian Wadowitz, known by her username Wadowitz, died recently while rock climbing. She was a well-known Wikimedian activist who organized edit-a-thons, encouraged women to participate, and sought to improve Wikipedia content about women. She was a board member of the Wiki Education Foundation. And Cindy Ashley Nelson, also known by her username Cindamuse, died at a Wikimedia conference in Berlin, Germany. She was vice chair of Wikimedia's affiliations committee. Ashley Nelson was an administrator on Wikipedia and involved in many activities. The conference attendees gathered afterward to mourn and remember Cindy. Both of them have inspired us, and they will be missed. And those are the headlines from WikiNews. This has been the Audio WikiNews Brief. To receive the latest news, please visit wikinews.org, presenting up-to-date, relevant, newsworthy, and entertaining content without bias. WikiNews is a free service, and it is funded by your generous donations. Click on the donate link on our homepage to learn how you can contribute. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons 2.5 license.